Morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. We seem to have a theme going today. And I'm glad. It makes me happy. I want everybody to, I guess I'm selfish. I want everybody to feel like me. I want everybody to become addicted to the Holy Spirit. I want everybody to want to constantly be in the presence of the Lord at all times. I used to be a drunk, and I would chase after my alcohol. Felt that Holy Spirit, now I chase after that on a daily basis. If you notice the songs, the worship that we did today, all the worship was speaking about being in the presence of the Lord, trusting in the Lord, going directly to the Lord, being close to the Lord. Because that's how we have to live our lives. It does no good when we try to do it on our own. I've been there, I've done it, I tried it, I failed, and I failed horribly. The title of this word today is Don't Stop There. A lot of times what happens is you'll be going through something in your life, and I know when I was a young man, it was me. I grew up in the church, but once I got into my early 20s, I didn't go on a regular basis. But anytime I started to go through something, and I banged my head, and I banged my head, stubbed my toe, fell down, I would say, okay, Lord, I got to get myself to church. Because I knew once I got to church, whatever the pastor was talking about was for me. And I knew that once I got to church, everything that was bothering me, everything that was on my shoulders, everything that was on my back, I could leave at the altar. It's something about coming to the altar below that cross to where you can just lay it down. I'm going to start reading today out of the book of Mark. I read out of the New King James Version. Mark 2, starting in the second verse. It says, immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. Father God, I just pray that you will bless this word today, Lord God, that it will touch the hearts of someone, Father God, that it would actually take root and it would stay with them, Father God. That this word will be edifying both to you and to them, Lord God, so that things can be changed in their lives. Lord, I pray that I may decrease while you increase, Father God, so that your word may come out. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, that's a pretty good word right there. So they knew Jesus was preaching. They knew that Jesus was powerful. They had a paralytic friend, so they brought him to him. They brought him to the church. They brought him to the synagogue so they could hear. He could hear the word so that he could be healed. You also have in, I'm going to come back to that. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Sorry about that. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him. Now, in both of those instances, you have a situation to where they have come to where Jesus is and stopped. They've come to where the blessing is, stopped. If you read on in Mark, going back to the parable, it says that, and when they could not come near because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paraplegic was lying so he could be right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paraplegic, son, your sins are forgiven. And I want to stay there for a minute. You have the four men carrying this paraplegic, a palsied man, a paralyzed man on the bed. And they have the faith to know that Jesus can heal him. He has the faith to know that Jesus can heal him. But as he gets there, he can't make his way through Now, a lot of us, when we come to church, we have things on us. Be it we're dealing with addictions or just financial issues or dealing with relationship issues or you have a dream or whatever it is, you have something on you. And you know where the blessing is, so you come. But you don't get to the source. You come in and you socialize with each other. You come in and you give a little praise and worship. You come in and you have the coffee and you eat the muffins and you tell everybody, "Oh, you look good. So glad to see you. Bless you." But you never go to the source. You never make that effort to open up, to actually let Jesus talk to you. You never make the effort to get in position to where you could be blessed. Well, here it says that the four men, they have this man, he's a paraplegic on the bed, and they want to make sure that they get this man to Jesus. They don't want to just get him in the room to where he can hear a word that could be for anyone. They want to get him to Jesus. So they take the effort of dragging this man up on the roof. They take the effort of pulling these towels off of it. They take the effort of lowering him down there so he can be seen. So he could be seen. Not them. So he could be seen by Jesus. So he can be touched by Jesus. So he can be spoken to by Jesus. So he can be healed by Jesus. Amen. You go to the woman with the issue of the blood. Said for 12 years she's been suffering from this. She's unclean. She can't be in society. She has to be by herself. She has to be isolated. But she hears that Jesus is here. She knows that Jesus can save her. She knows that Jesus can heal her. So I could picture her hooded, because she can't just walk around with her face showing. I could picture her making her way through the crowd, because she knows if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'm not going to just stand back here on the outside. "Jesus, Jesus, you got a word for me?" No. She said, "I'm getting there. I'm a touching. I'm a touching. I don't care what I got to go through. I don't care who's in the way. I don't care how many people there are. I don't care if I got to go over the drunkard, over the leper, the man with leprosy. I don't care if I got to climb over the blind man. I'm going to touch the hem of his garment because I need my healing. I need my blessing. Me just being in the area is not enough. I got to get there to the source." Amen. Many times in our lives, it doesn't matter what it is that we're going through. We stop. Be it God gives us a word. You get a word from the pastor. You get a word from a prophet. We stop. So many times we get to the area, but we don't continue to go. God's saying, "Don't stop there. Don't stop there." He said, "I can do anything abundantly, above anything you can ask or think, as long as you got the faith, it'll happen." Hebrews 11:1 says, "For we know, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So what this is saying is that although that I know that right now I'm paralyzed, right now I'm stuck, although my limbs might be moving, I can't move forward to where I want to be at, but I have faith that Jesus is going to take me from this spot that I'm at. Pastor was talking about renting, now owning. Jesus is going to take me from where I'm no longer renting to where I'm owning. Jesus took me from a spot where I was living in the front seat of a U-Haul truck to actually having my own place. I know that if I have the faith of what's not seen, but I have that faith that I'm believing in, it's in my heart, and I know it's going to happen. If I get to Jesus, if I get to the source, if I lay my burden down, he's going to get me to where I need to be at. He said, "Don't give up. Don't give up." He's not going to drag you. Jesus is a gentleman. He says, "I'll come to the door and I'll knock, 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 and I'll knock, and I'll knock." He's not going to do like us. He's not going to knock on the door a few times. Heck with it. And leave. He's not. I used to be a locksmith years ago, y'all. I'm going to throw this off. And my motto used to be, if I can't pick it, I'll kick it. He's not going to knock on your door and knock on your door, "I can't get open," and barge in. He's not going to do that. Jesus is a gentleman. But he can't use you unless you're willing to get up. Unless you're willing to say, "Okay, Lord, I'll follow." Unless you're willing to say, "Okay, Lord, you want me to start a new ministry? I'll start a new ministry. You want me to step out on faith and go into another career? I'll go into another career. You want me to put down this alcohol? I'll put down the alcohol. You want me to leave the cigarettes alone? I'll leave the cigarettes alone. You want me to stand on your faith that I don't need this walker no more than so forth? I'll stand up. Because I know that you can make it possible for me to do it. Not me. Not me. It says, if you ask, shall be given. If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, that door should be open. But you got to make it, you got to make the effort. You got to want to do it. You can't just sit on your butt. Like Pastor was saying, you can't just stay where you're at. You got to be that willing participant. Jesus is not going to drag you. If he was going to drag you, he wouldn't have gave us free will. Many people ask, well, if God wanted everything to be perfect, why didn't he give us free will? He gave us free will because he wanted you to choose him. No one wants to be in a relationship with someone that has to be in a relationship with them. I don't want you to be my friend because you have to be my friend. I don't want you to be my wife because you have to be my wife. I want you to be with me because you want to be with me. I want you to be in a relationship with me because you want to be. That's the same way God is. He's given us the free will to go and do or not do whatever he wants. It's up to us to say, okay, Lord, I surrender all. I know that you know what's best for me. So I'm going to keep my eyes on you, Lord, as you're telling me to walk out in this water. I'm going to follow you, Lord, wherever you guide me. Because you can take me further than I could ever imagine. He says, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard the desires I have for you. We can't even imagine what God has for us. It's too big. They say, oh, well, I wish God would just show me how this is going to end. He said, no, the light to the foot of your path. So with each step, I'm going to light that step. The next step, I'm going to light that step. The next step, I'm going to light that step. I'm not going to show you what's in the back of the room. If you already see what's in the back of the room, you're going to just sit here and just coast. No, I want you to step. Trust me. One of my favorite songs is by Pastor Dinah McCurkin said, I trust you, Lord. Said, if I tell you to lay down everything, I trust you, Lord. If I tell you to give up the very thing that you love the most, I still trust you, Lord. And that's how we have to be. We have to rely on our faith and our faith alone. We have to rely on nothing but Jesus. Because only he can save us. Only he can deliver us. I could picture now just that man laying on that bed. Lying there. Crippled. Can't move. How do I get to him? How do I get to him? I know there's so many times where we'll have the smallest thing stand up in front of us. In front of our dream. In front of our goal. How do I get to him? He's probably looking at his friends. Well, Pastor, I don't. We can't. Oh. He's like, no. There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way. Could you imagine how heavy this man is? A man that can't move. He's just laying there, and they're struggling to get this guy up there, dragging him up a ladder. Have you ever put a concrete bag on your shoulders and start climbing up a ladder? That's dead weight. And here it is, four of them. You got to do it two at a time. Because you got to have two on the bottom that can pull him up, and they're forcing their way up there. And then they get up to the top, and they're pulling us back the whole time Jesus is preaching. Can you imagine what Jesus is saying? Boy, these folks are determined. These folks are determined. That's real faith. That's true faith. It's not the... Let me stop. That's not that fake praise. This is the real praise. This is that faith praise. These people are truly here for a reason. They didn't come in just so they could be seen. Say, hey, I was at church today. They didn't come in because they got a brand new outfit. They didn't come in because they got some good news. Ooh, I got a praise report today. They came in because they needed to be touched. They needed to be in the presence of the Lord. They needed that blessing. They needed to receive. It wasn't a matter of what can I give you today. It's a matter of what can the Lord give me today. I need this. I need that encouragement to go on to that next position. I need that encouragement to go on to that next goal. I need that encouragement so I can get up, stand up, and walk. I'm no longer getting dragged around. I'm no longer getting left by a pool. You have the man who was sitting by the pool of the pool hall, beautiful, right? Sat there for 38 years. Said every day the angel would come down and would stir up the water. And whoever was the first one in would be blessed, would be healed, right? This man was sitting here for 38 years. And ain't never made it to the water. You sitting here for 38 years and you ain't made it to? You ain't found a way to roll over? You ain't said, hey, somebody drag me, something? Sat here for 38 years. That's how people get nowadays. Might not just be because you paralyzed physically. You might be paralyzed in fear. You might be paralyzed in doubt. Your past might have been caught up to you and jumped on your back and you don't know what to do. Stuck. Oh, I can't do that because I used to do this. But I used to be a stripper back in the day, so I can never do it. I can never be a minister. You know what I'm saying? I used to be a crackhead, so I can't work in the children's ministry. You know? No. Cast that fear off of you. Go to the source. go to the source. Jesus, I need forgiveness. I need to have that brand new clean heart. I need to be able to come in this place and be able to worship you on a daily basis. I need to be able to stand in front of any man. Talked about the water to wine a while back, to where he took that stagnant water, turned it into wine, presented it to the groom, to the master of the house. Sorry about that, y'all. I'm going now. But he was able to boast about this wine. This was once stagnant water, is now the good wine, the best wine. That's the way God wants to work with us. No matter what your past situation was, he has a plan and a purpose for you. He wants you to be able to get there. But you won't if you're just sitting there. You won't if you're coming in for the wrong reasons. If you're coming to church, Lord, forgive me for this. But if you come into church just to see a good service or a good show, you come up for the wrong reasons. There's been many a time I go out to the park and help with the homeless outreach. And there's been many a time where I'm talking to someone and they're like, well, I was sitting out in the desert last night in my tent and I was talking to Jesus. So that's good. He said, well, you know, I don't make it to church because, you know, people don't like the way I smell or the way that I look. So that's fine. As long as you're talking to Jesus, it don't matter where you at. Because you have that relationship with Jesus. Some folks are sitting in service every day. They go to church 3 times a week, Bible study and everything else. Still ain't got no relationship with Jesus. Amen? Step on a couple of toes right there. That's all right. Because if you ain't got no relationship with Jesus, you're not going to have no faith in Jesus. If you have no faith in Jesus, you'll never have a blessing. Everything that you go through in your life will end up being a lesson instead of a blessing. You've got to build up your faith. You've got to have that relationship. You have got to become a willing participant member of the Jesus' family. I couldn't imagine sitting somewhere for 38 years, waiting, hoping, maybe. Just maybe. Jesus came with one touch. Child, you're healed. Get up. Go. Pick up your bag. Go. The woman with the issue of blood said she spent everything she had. She's isolated. She's all by her lonesome, which means she has no family. She has no friends. She really ain't got no reason to want to do anything. Right? Can't really see her having any goals. I mean, you're just stuck in the wilderness, in the desert. But she's heard about this man. She's heard about this man healing people, opening blind eyes, strengthening legs. So she goes to him. And she has that faith in her that says, if I just touch the hem of his, he ain't got to say a word to me. He ain't got to see me. If I could just touch the hem of his robe. In the book of Mark, prior to getting to the woman with the issue of blood, there was a chief of the synagogue named Jairus. He came to Jesus because his daughter was sick. Came to him and said, Lord, I know that if you come and touch her, she'll be healed. Jesus actually on the way to his house when the woman with the issue of blood came. You have a man that's the head of the synagogue, a devout Jew, Pharisees, supposed to hate Jesus, showed that he had faith. We're supposed to be Christians. We're supposed to love Jesus. We're supposed to be followers of Jesus. And we live in doubt and fear. We'd rather put on a show instead of be shown off. We'd rather come in and watch a performance instead of being used. We'd rather drag around the dirt, the dust, as Pastor says, the junk in the trunk, instead of being cleansed, made whole, and set free. The song said freedom is here. Freedom from doubt. Freedom from fear, freedom from addiction, freedom from adultery, freedom from molestations, freedom from financial insecurities. Your freedom is here. You're free to do whatever you need to do. Just receive it. He said, if you ask me, I'll give it to you. Just receive it. He said, if you seek and after, you'll find it. You found it, now believe it. And you can have it. You got to believe. You got to do it. You got to do it. Don't stop. Don't stay where you're at. Just because that door opened up, it don't mean, okay, I'm going to take my time and tiptoe through. No. Jesus opens up a door for you. Run through that door. And you thank him when you get to the other side. Better yet, while you're praising him, while you're praying for it, in the first place, give him a little praise. Say, thank you, Lord, for opening this door right now. Thank you, Lord, for taking the monkey off my back right now. Thank you, Lord, for that house that I'm going to have. And I'm declaring, I'm speaking on myself now. Thank you, Lord, already. Thank you, Lord, now. So when it comes, then I can really get my dance on. Then I can tell everybody I got a brand new testimony. Let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. Because that's how you get people, is when you can give them a testimony. Everybody don't want to hear a sermon. But when you can tell them what you done been through and how you got over, that old song, how I got over. Soul looks back in wonder, how I got over. When you can tell them how you got over, yep, I was sleeping in a U-Haul truck. Man, every day. But now, I got the keys to a mansion. And I ain't dead yet. Amen? Why wait till we get the glory to have the mansion when we can have it here? Why wait till we're on our deathbed to find Jesus when he's standing right here, right now, asking you, child, son, daughter, please, just receive me. Just accept me in. Just open up your heart and say, Lord, come on. I hear you knocking. I know he knocked on my heart for a long time. Oh, I'm so glad he's so faithful. God, I'm so glad he's faithful. Because he knocked and knocked and knocked. And I would honestly say verbally, Lord, not yet. I'm not done. I still like to drink. I still like the girls. I still like the girls. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Woo. No, that's a lie. I don't like girls. I like grown women. There we go. Let me fix that one. Okay. But you know, didn't mean to make y'all nervous. But God is good. God is good. But like I said, the word said that Jesus is a gentleman. And he's going to knock at that door. One of the things we have to understand is everything that we go through is for a purpose. Everything that we go through is for a reason. Right? And that reason is he wants you to learn from it. And he wants to be able to use you for that direct situation. For the next person that you encounter that is going through that, you can actually minister to that person. But you won't if you just sit there. You'll never get there if you always stand right outside the door. You'll never get there if you're always in the background. You will never wander. Like that song says, Lord, take me where my feet will never wander. Take me where I will never go on my own. Believe it or not, y'all, I'm naturally a quiet person. I am naturally, Sherry's laughing at me. I am naturally a quiet person. And part of the reason why I drank the way I drank is because when I drank, I was loose. I could say whatever I wanted to say. When I gave myself to God, one of the requests that I made was, Lord, please don't shut my mouth. Please don't shut my mouth, because I knew he had a mission for me. I knew he had a ministry for me. That's why I like to flow in the spirit. When I flow in the spirit, I told you I'm addicted to that thing. I'm addicted to that thing. I got a chill now, and it's all over my body. I love it. I wish I could just transfer it over to people, like Powerball Z, my son. Oh, you get, whatever they say. You know what I'm saying? But I wish that everyone could feel what I feel. I really do. I'm telling you, if you've ever had it before, I don't know how you can just sit still when you're giving praise. If you've ever felt it before, I don't know how you could ever just be quiet in the middle of worship. If you ever felt it before, I don't know how you can't just jump up and down sometimes. I catch myself at work. I like to sing to myself, and I catch myself at work sometimes, and I just be hugging myself. People look at me like I'm crazy. What's wrong with this man? Well, I'm feeling good. And then they think I'm drinking because I work on the strip. Lord, have mercy. God is good. God is good. In Romans 8:28, says, for we all know, I'm going to find it so I can make sure I say it properly. We all know that things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, according to his purpose, according to his purpose. Every desire that you have ever had, God has given it to you. And he's given it to you for a reason. God will ask you to do some things sometimes. Sometimes it's very specific. Sometimes it's very vague. But God will put something on your heart. He'll whisper it in your ear, that still voice, that still sweet voice. Sometimes it's a picture that he'll give you or whatever it is, right? And he wants you to go. And he wants you to do it. And he wants you to do it so you'll receive the blessing, but it's going to give him the glory. So you can receive the blessing, but it's going to give him the glory. If we're not that willing participant, if all we're going to do is look through the window, and it's like, man, that show will be nice. That'd be really cool. If that's all we're going to do, we'll never have the blessing. And therefore, if we never had the blessing, we will never be able to do what God has proposed us to do. We will never be able to go and complete that great commission that he has given us. Like I said before, every desire that you've ever had, the new business, the new job, the new ministry, the ache in your back that says, Lord, if you could just touch this ache in my back so I could walk straight, straighten up the curve in my spine. Everything that your heart is desiring, God has given it to you. That brand new car, he's given it to you, right? What in that house, he's given it to you. Now, there's a reason for it. Not just you can have it. Amen. There's an amen in there somewhere. Amen. But so you can use it. God wants to give you that brand new car so you can actually bring some people to church. Take somebody to the grocery store, help them out. Do something with it. Don't just sit there and on Sunday afternoon waxing it. Look at that. Come out to church. I saw that when I was in Ohio. That's why I said that. It was the most ironic thing. It was crazy. Anyway, but he wants to give you that house. So in case there's that person that's maybe in your congregation, maybe in your family, maybe a friend of a friend that's in need, you'll have a place to bring them. He'll give you that extra $20. So when you see that family in the grocery store that's just $18 short, you got them covered. He'll give you the desire to go out and open your own business. So all those people that was out there that has a past like your past, that couldn't just go into Macy's and get a job. You know what I'm saying? They can't go work at Bank of America because they used to be a petty thief back in the day. That way you can still give them employment. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Somebody work with me on this. Amen. Every desire that God has given you, the desire for your wife, Pastor, so she can be your helpmate, so she can knock those chinks off of you, and you can do the same for her. Every desire that you have had, God has given it to you. He's given it to those that love him, to those who believe, to those who are willing to say, Lord, I make myself available to you today. For those who are willing to come and be in his presence where they can find healing and they can find peace and they can find rest and they can find that strength. They can find that encouragement. They can find that trust and that faith and that confidence. So they can receive a touch from the source. Not just hearing a vague word that everybody's, oh. So they can receive their touch. So they can receive their blessing. They say that any blessing that's meant for you will be yours and yours alone. Can't nobody block it. You can't take another person's blessing. Another person can't take yours. But you got to be in the place. You got to be willing to open up. You got to be willing to receive it. Now I'm going to close. But I do want to open up the altars. If you have something on you, be it a dream, be it a fear, be it a sickness, whatever it is, And you know that you need to be in the presence of the Lord. Bring it to the altar. You don't know how you're going to pay rent. You don't know how you're going to make your car note. Bring it to the altar. You got school coming up and don't know how you're going to get the school clothes and the books and the everything that the kids need. You're worried about your relationship with your children. You're worried about that son, that daughter. You're worried about that brother or that sister. Bring it to the altar. Your wife been standing out a little later than she should. Bring it to the altar. You've been standing out a little later than you should. Bring it to the altar. You have a past that you just can't let go of. Just bring it to the altar. Come into the presence of the Lord. Lay all your heavy burdens right down at this altar. Let Jesus know that I have faith in you, that I have enough faith in me to believe that you will lift this. I have enough faith to believe, Lord, that you will correct this. No matter what the issue is, no matter what the situation that you're dealing with right now, let Jesus know I'm here for a purpose. I'm not just here to hear some music. I'm not just here to see my friend. I'm here to seek you, to be in your presence, Lord. If you just need to come and stand in prayer, maybe it's for someone else, just bring it to the altar. And all we're going to do is just pray that Jesus will remove, correct, restore, rebuke, whatever it is that you're dealing with. Steve, if you could play track number 3, turn it down a little bit. If you need a healing, if you need to be released, it's here. No matter what you're dealing with, he said, I reach my hands to the heavens. Lift my eyes up and I'll seek my help to where my help is coming from. I can't remove anything for you. I can't heal you. But I believe in God. And I believe in his son, Jesus Christ. And I believe the word says that if you ask, it shall be given to you. Anything you ask in my name shall be given to you. That sickness can't stay on you anymore. It has to go. That depression can't rest with you any longer. It has to go.